So I just did a Google search on 401k providers. Over 10 million results. How in the world do you decide? Well, it doesn't matter if your company already has an established retirement plan or is looking to start one. There are a number of things you need to consider in selecting a provider, like fees, experience, service, fiduciary responsibility, compliance support, employee education, ease of setup. And do you want one provider to do it all, or do you want to parse it out? Today, we will give you a list, a path to follow, and an industry veteran to walk you through it. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, brought to you by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant and marketing guy, and today we bring back our Director of Business Development and Retirement Plan veteran, Paul Dowd, to talk about selecting and monitoring a 401k provider. So, Paul, 10 million results. How does anyone weed through that noise and come up with a provider that works for their company?
All right, Roger. Well, number one, great to be working with you again on another podcast where we provide useful information to business owners and the managers of those companies. So let's get right to it. When it comes to weeding through the noise out there regarding 401k plans, rather than looking outward at the 10 million Google results that you got, I think it's easier for plan sponsors and business owners to decide what they really want from their plan and then arrange for a retirement plan advisor to guide them through the process of building a solution that meets as many of their goals as possible.
All right, so as we walk through this chat today, the path you are on will be translatable for existing plans or new plans. So what's the first step on the path?
Well, if running a 401k plan is important to you, but it's not your main job, in other words, you're running a business, you've got things to do, one of the first things you'd want to do is bring in a 401k advisory team to help you through this process.
All right, so give us some qualities to look for in an advisory team.
And that's really important, is to look for an advisory team that will help you, because there's a lot of people who can get the licenses related to giving advice on retirement plans, but they might not have what it takes to really give you the best service. So here's some things to look for. Number one, you want a team that's got experience in the business of retirement plans. You want a team that has depth. In other words, there's backup. If an individual that you used to talking to is all of a sudden sick or not available, there's somebody there to help you. You want to make sure that the team is going to provide ongoing services for your participants and monitor those services. You also want a team that's going to give you plan review on a regular basis. So it's important not just to set up a plan properly, but to monitor all the service providers and the activities regarding the plan to make sure it's being done correctly. And you want to do what's called benchmarking. And a good advisory team will get that benchmarking done for you on a regular basis. And you want a team that can actually define their services. In other words, what are they actually going to do for you? And a big deal is you want to outsource as many fiduciary responsibilities as possible. And when it's all said and done, you want to have reasonable fees for the services that are going to be provided.
All right, so those are the qualities. So step two is setting up the goals for that particular plan sponsor. What should the goals include?
So again, first of all, I'll go right back to that advisory team. A good advisory team can help you identify your goals. And one idea, though, that does not receive enough attention when we're talking about retirement plans today is that it is perfectly legal, even expected, that a retirement plan be designed to benefit the business that sponsors the plan. However, once it's designed, the plan must be operated in compliance with its document and for the benefit of the participants and the beneficiaries. So, having said that, here are some common goals for a retirement plan that would help benefit businesses and the management of those businesses. Number one, the plan should help attract and retain key employees. Number two, the plan should allow for significant tax deferral opportunities for the key employees. And the plan should also allow for significant tax deductions for the businesses. And the business should receive great value and services for the investments it's making in the plan. And by the way, just to give you an idea, in some cases, the best decision for a retirement plan is actually to have two retirement plans. So based on the type of deductions desired, some companies nowadays are establishing what's called a cash balance plan and a 401k plan, and they're operating those two in tandem because the benefits outweigh the costs when you have those two in some cases. I will not say that's applicable to all cases, but it's just an example of what might work. So therefore, the next set of goals for the plan is to ensure that their fiduciary duties are accomplished in a timely manner and with high quality. Fortunately, the laws that govern retirement plans, such as ERISA, make it clear that a large part of the liability related to running a plan can be signed off to a third party or other third parties. In other words, if a fiduciary at a business is not an expert in a 401k plan or does not want to spend all their time on the 401k plan, that person who helps run the plan for the company, which is what we're calling a fiduciary, they should hire outside fiduciary providers. And here are some goals related to those fiduciaries that you would potentially bring in to help your plan. You could hire a fiduciary under ERISA 321. And by again, ERISA is one of the main rules that governs retirement plans. So under ERISA, there's a section 321 and there's a section 338. You can hire a fiduciary under those regulations who operates to take a significant amount of the liability off your shoulders related to maintaining an investment menu. You also can arrange for regular plan reviews and training for the fiduciaries and administrators at the plan sponsor. This is something that usually the plan advisory team would take care of. And then you can also hire a fiduciary under ERISA Section 316. So a fiduciary operating under ERISA 316 can take many of the administrative responsibilities off of a plan sponsor and can even save the plan sponsor a lot of time when it comes to running their plan.
All right, so you have some goals that are created. It's time to define if you have any current pain points of your plan. Again, if you're looking to start a new plan, these would be potential pain points you want to address or avoid or guard against. So what are some pain points to consider?
All right, so as we started today, I think the first thing is we said we're searching for a 401k. What makes many companies decide to search for a 401k is they do have some pain points in their plan. So let's give you some things that a plan might be dealing with that would cause them to say, hey, it's time to look around and see if we can get something better. Number one is if your plan has not been truly benchmarked to review its fees and services in the last 3 years, that's a key failing and it needs to be remedied soon. If your participants don't understand their investment choices, that's a good sign that your plan needs to have something adjusted. If your participants don't have access to financial advisors to help them build wealth versus just educating them about the plan, that's something that is a pain point. If you feel that more participants or more eligible people should be participating in the plan, that's something that could potentially be remedied. And if key employees are receiving refunds every year because your plan fails the required government testing, there's ways that that could potentially be solved. So that's a pain point we could look into. And if you have not had a formal plan review in over 1 year, which would include written minutes of the review meeting, that's a key failing. In other words, people running the plan need to ensure that their plan has a thorough plan review at least once a year. And there's notes on that meeting that whatever needs to be done is getting done. If that's not happening, that's a serious pain point. If you have funds in your plan that would fail a fiduciary screening, then that's a serious pain point and those need to be removed. As a matter of fact, there was a case in the government called Tibble versus Edison. And that case law really demonstrates that plan sponsors have a duty to monitor their plan on an ongoing basis, not just set up the plan well initially. So if you have funds that would fail a screening, they need to be checked and removed. If you don't have ERISA 321 or 338 fiduciaries signed onto the plan in writing protecting you, then you need to probably get that taken care of. And if you're doing too many administrative tasks related to the retirement plan, this is something that could potentially be fixed by bringing in a 316 fiduciary who would sign on and take a lot of those tasks off your table.
All right, so we have a set of goals and we also have a list of pain points we want to address or avoid. What's next? Now what?
All right. Well, first thing is that sometimes if you bring in an advisory team with experience, depth, the ability to help guide you through the process of having a great plan and operation of the plan, that advisory team has the resources and experience to improve the services that you are receiving with the current record keeper that's already in place. In other words, just make some adjustments and the plan can be on its way. In that case, the plan sponsor just needs to adopt the new 401k advisory team as a new broker of record, and it can be on its way. However, sometimes a plan is not receiving the best value, and it makes sense to search for a new record keeper and other vendors. And this would lead us to requesting proposals from vendors and others who would check the boxes on our checklist.
All right, so how do we request a proposal? What should it include?
Well, number one, again, that's why you would have a 401k advisor. The advisor should be doing continual, not just one time, continual due diligence on who the top providers are in the business. Because over the last 20 years, there's been significant consolidation in the industry. The leaders of who's doing the best at any given time of the different record keepers tends to change. So you need this continual due diligence on who the top providers are in the business and who has the abilities to provide the solutions that you need. And so typically an advisor will request for you between one proposal and three proposals for you to review.
Okay, so then who actually reviews that and decides which vendor might be the solution for the company?
That's a great question, because you can bring in a 401k advisory team, but ultimately the business who sponsors the plan is the one responsible for the plan. So the people at the business who make the decisions is what the term we use is called discretion. The people who have discretion over the plan at the business are the fiduciaries, and they do make the final decision on who to hire. However, the advisory team can help with that process going through all the proposals.
All right, so then what's next?
So the first step is to adopt the 401k advisor. That can be as simple as a broker of record change form. If it's determined that a plan needs to be moved to a new record keeper, then the advisor will coordinate every other detail after you adopt the advisor as the broker of record on the plan. Once you've reviewed the proposal or proposals, there'll be one or more letters of intent to sign, which starts the process of changing the plan to whatever needs to be done. And that whole process can take anywhere between 10 and 12 weeks to get it done properly. There's always people in the industry who indicate they can do it quicker. But one of the things to remember is that when you are making changes related to your retirement plan, you're improving the plan for the participants. And we want to be sure that participants have enough notice of what's coming. So we want to give them at least 30 days notice of upcoming events.
Okay, so now let's skip forward to a minute. We've put the plan in place, and now there should be a plan for like grading it or auditing the vendor on their performance and how the plan's doing. So talk to that.
You are correct, actually. Every plan sponsor has a duty to review their fees and funds and services on a regular basis. The main law governing retirement plans, which we call ERISA, does not specify exactly how often this must be done. But the industry best practices has been determined that conducting a thorough plan review should be done at least once per year. Just as important as the plan's fees and services are, should be comparing the fees and services on that plan to retirement plans of similar sizes in terms of assets and participants. And we call that benchmarking. So it's one thing to review what you have and what's being offered to your plan and your participants. It's another thing to compare what you have to what's available in the industry. And just to give you a feeling of why this is so important, I actually did hear of a company out on the West Coast who was visited by the Department of Labor. That company was able to demonstrate that they knew what their current fees were for their plan, but they could not demonstrate how their fees and even services compared to what the industry offered at that time. And that company did receive a fine from the Department of Labor because they were not, quote unquote, benchmarking their plan properly.
All right. So how does our retirement division, company name called Benetrack, check all the boxes?
So first of all, here at Benetrack, we've had clients go through surprise audits by the Department of Labor. And that really helps us because we know what they tend to look for. And by the way, A surprise audit by the Department of Labor can happen at any time. So maintaining a status of ready for an audit at any time helps our clients know that they have plans that are checking the fiduciary boxes.
Okay, so where do we set ourselves apart from the vendors in the 401k space? Because the title of this podcast we're talking about, we're the number one 401k provider in the state of Wisconsin. So how do we set ourselves apart?
Yeah, that's part of why I actually came to work here, Rogers, because we do so many things well in the Benetrack team. So when we talk throughout today's podcast about the different things that a retirement plan advisory group should be doing, we do provide all those things that I mentioned. And we have areas where we think we actually have significant differentiation even from other providers. So, for example, one example that I look at here is that we are considered insourced by some of our clients versus outsourced. We've become such an integral part of their organization. And to get very specific here, on our Benetrack team, we have a very experienced team of professionals. Several have over 30 years of experience in the industry. However, we also have young professionals that we are bringing on board and bringing up to continue the business. Benetrack has an entity, has over 50 years of retirement plan experience, and many of our clients have actually worked with us for more than 20 years. One thing I think that really keeps clients with us is that we follow to resolution all service questions. So if somebody reaches out to us with a question, whether it's a participant or the person running the plan, we have the team and the resources to follow that question to resolution. We also have the ability and the resources for people to call a person here, not just a call center. The other thing that our plan sponsors love is that we have licensed financial advisors here. So when we conduct participant education, we go beyond just employee enrollment or handing out booklets. We help employees build wealth for retirement by giving them actual financial advisors to work with. And then we actually arrange for the transfer of as much fiduciary liability as possible away from the plan sponsor. And then, as we talked about before, benchmarking a plan is very important. So we review and benchmark our plans annually, and we connect and can simplify as many employee benefits to ease employer administration as possible.
All right, so we would be remiss if we didn't touch on upcoming changes that legislation has put through called the Secure Act 2.0, which has an impact not only on retirement plans, but on almost every arm of administration that a company would deal with. Now, that's another podcast altogether, but we actually did a webinar on that. Let's not go there now, but let's talk about how vendors are going to have to adjust to those upcoming changes. So not the Secure Act, we're not going to talk about that, but what are they going to have to deal with to get this stuff implemented and properly taken care of?
And that actually goes right back, Roger, to what you asked earlier about is how do we look at vendors and what do we do? And I said a good 401k advisory team is going to be conducting continual due diligence on the record keepers and providers in the industry. And one part of that due diligence is, do they have the team, the resources, the staff to actually program for these regulations that are going to be coming related to the Secure Act 2.0? So let's talk about some of the facts that with the Secure 2.0 Act, the provisions of this act are actually going to be put into effect over time. So over the next 10 years, and some provisions are optional too. So therefore, a thorough plan review design is key to making a plan work well. Deciding what optional provisions you want to put in the plan, what provisions you might not want to have because they just don't work well for your team. So it's very key that the team you work with has the resources to update the plan documents as needed for these changes.
Okay, so we stand ready to help any existing plan out there, but also companies that are putting a new plan in or developing that process. And we help tailor the service and education to be a success for that company and for the employees. What's the best way for a company or an owner to start a conversation with us?
All right. Well, just make it real simple. There's two of us here that focus on developing new business with retirement plans. Neil Decker works with me, and we work in our business development area related to retirement plans. So what I would suggest is easy way to reach out to us is use the connectandsimplify.com website. There's a contact button right there at the top of the screen. I actually tried it the other day. It works pretty well. Click that contact button. It lets you get a message to us right away. Otherwise, I'll just throw it out there. If you want to contact me directly at 262-501-4225, we can start a conversation about your retirement plan and help make sure you're doing the things you need to have done.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul, for being here again today. Appreciate that. Again, if you want to find us, go to connectandsimplify.com or call Paul at his direct phone number or call us at the house number, which is 262-207-1999. And I would recommend if you go to the Connect and Simplify website, go to the, read about the blog that we wrote titled The Number One 401k Provider Company in Wisconsin. To find that, you go to, again, connectandsimplify.com, click on the Info tab and find our blogs. It has great information on the tax credits available to business owners who are starting up new plans and just an overall sense of how to manage your 401k plan. And don't forget, we are not a one-trick pony. We also have specialists in human resources, time labor management, employee benefit plans, payroll, ACA compliance, business insurance, and human capital management. We do all the things, and we can help you get efficient, compliant, and take jobs off of your plate so you can concentrate on your business, not on your administrative tasks. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Business administration silos frustrate while costing time and money. The benefit company connects and simplifies human resources, payroll, benefits, and insurance. Keeps you regulation, including ACA compliant, allowing you to run your show. InSource, the benefit companies. Connectandsimplify.com.